Hare Krishna. Good morning, dear devotees. All glories to Srila Prabhupada. We will begin this morning. Immediately, I have no announcements. And reading from Brihad Bhagavatamrita, second volume, Chapter 4. Text 133. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Om namo bhagavate vasudevaya. Bhagavat Paramaishvarya Prantasima Prakashane Vaikunte Smin Mahagopya Prakata Sambhavit Katam. How can this greatest secret be revealed here in Vaikuntha, where the extreme limit of the Lord's all-powerful opulence is displayed? Commentary. Devotees can realize the most intimate pastimes of the Supreme only in the special place conducive to the rare moods of loving Him in dearest friendship. Om Ajnana Timirandasya Gananjana Salakaya Chakshur Unminitam Dhyena Tasmai Shri Gurave Namaha Mukam Karoti Vachalam Pungam Nagayate Garim Yat Kripa Tamaham Vande Shri Gurundina Taranam Nama Om Vishnu Padaya Krishna Pristaya Bhutale Srimate Bhakti Vedanta Swamin Iti Namane Namaste Sarasate Deve Gauravani Pacharane Niravasesha Shunyavari Paschachade Satarane Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadarhar Shivasiddhi Gaura Bhakti Vrinda Hare Krishna Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare. I will begin by saying that last class I did announce that I'm going to try to move along in our verses so that we can catch up with the other sessions that we're having. We were able to move through 10 verses in our last session. I don't know what to expect today, but I would like to move forward. However, when I looked at this verse, I thought I should discuss something in connection with this first verse today, and we'll see how long it takes. In the last verse we spoke from, I will read it again. It is in a certain world, somewhere above all others, that those pastimes are to be seen, enchanting the Lord's devotees. But by your bhakti, for the Lord of the creation, you have come to Vaikuntha. How can you see those pastimes here? As we were discussing, this is Narada Muni's conversation with Gopakumar, his close, intimate conversation that he was having with him. And both of them were very careful to conduct the discussion in a way that others would not hear the topics discussed. And we spoke about that last time. And today's verse, again, we hear a similar point, specifically emphasizing that, and also let's not forget that Narada Muni had already given indication to Gopakumar about the existence of another place called Raj. And that indication was already given to him in Vaikuntha. But then he explained that you have to earn your qualification to enter into that special, unique place. And we've already discussed many times about why that was happening to Gopakumar. I won't go into it again, although to some degree it will come up again in this discussion. But specifically, here in this verse, Narada Muni is saying that this greatest secret cannot be revealed here in Vaikuntha, where the extreme limit of the Lord's all-powerful opulence is displayed. In the commentary, Sanatana Goswami says that these most intimate pastimes of the Supreme Lord can only be revealed in a special place. And we've been emphasizing again and again the whole theme of Brihad Bhagavatamrita is to help us to understand there's a special place. Sometimes we may become a little bewildered and we may think, but if the Lord is so personal and so reciprocal, why does he have to depend upon a special place? Why not just manifest himself fully in a satisfactory way to the devotee wherever he is? And therefore the devotee can be happy. And oftentimes we quote that verse, Narayanat Paraksave Nakutastrina Bibhati, that devotees, whether they're in heaven, hell, they're liberated, for them it's all the same, because the devotee's greatest happiness is his absorption in service. So why all of a sudden is there emphasis on a place? That's the point that I wish to discuss a little bit today. And I wish to use Sanatana Goswami's statements in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, as well as the verses in Brihad Bhagavatamrita, to help and give us a more deeper understanding why place is so important. We'll start by reading two verses which were spoken by the Vaikuntha Dutas to Gopakumar when he was in Mahakalapur. And in these verses, the Vaikuntha Dutas indicated to Gopakumar there's a better place. And they also didn't come right out and say it in detail, but they made the point that what makes the place better, and they were, of course, referring to their place that they're most attached to, what makes the place better is being in a place with like-minded persons. And of course, one of the points we've discussed several times is that one of the features that Gopakumar was observing about Vaikuntha is not everyone was like-minded. Although the Lord is very personal and very reciprocal, according to the devotee's mentality, wherever he is, still one is influenced in certain ways by being surrounded with other devotees who are not like-minded. Why? Because the Lord is acting in ways also reciprocal to their moods. And so we may say, well, why can't he just single out those who have special sweet affection for him in Vaikuntha and single out those who have a feeling of our reverence towards him in Vaikuntha? And to some degree, he does satisfy everyone according to their particular moods of Aishwarya. Because there, as we very, very, very clearly discussed, there were even three different groups who spoke out to Gopakumar. They had different ways of thinking. And they were all there in Vaikuntha. And as we explained, some are more of the Jnana Bhaktis, some are more of the nature of Shuddha Bhaktis, and they're all bhaktis, pure devotees, but they have different moods, and their mood, their experience is the ultimate, it's the penultimate of happiness for them, because the Lord reciprocates accordingly. But the emphasis again and again is the existence of a special, unique place where these features don't come into play. That's basically, I've simply summarized points I've already discussed before, but I'm going to now put it into focus. And as I said, we'll read two verses. This is from the last chapter, chapter 3. And these are the verses spoken by the Vaikuntha Dutas to Gopakumar when he was in Mahakalapur, and they were trying to enthuse him, inspire him, encourage him in whatever way they could to do whatever is necessary to qualify to come with them to Vaikuntha. So they said to Gopakumar, this is verse 131, chapter 3. Well, actually, it's 130 and 131, they two verses together. Although wherever there is such devotional service, the Supreme Lord surely appears. And indeed, that place is Vaikuntha. Devotees must still have special regard for the Vaikuntha world, because nowhere else is the personality of Godhead always directly to be seen. Commentary. A question may arise. Since Prema Bhakti ridicules the happiness of Brahman realization, includes all sweet varieties of supreme ecstasy, and is available here in this world, what need is there to go elsewhere? In the Padma Purana, the Lord himself says that he can be found wherever his devotees remember him. And the common verse, which we oftentimes quote, Naham vasami vaikunte yoginam hridaye nacha mad bhakta yatra gayanti tatra tishtami narada. I do not live in Vaikuntha, nor in the hearts of the yogis. I stay instead, O Narada, in that place where my devotees sing my glories. The Vaikuntha Dutas point out that there is one reason why Vaikuntha Loka is a more desirable place for devotees than the material universe. Only in the transcendental world, Vaikuntha is the Supreme Lord, always visible with all his variegated charm, beauty, pastimes, and personal qualities. And in the next verse, they say to him, nowhere else can such bhakti to him in all its forms be realized forever without disturbance and in the company of so many surrendered devotees. Here, this verse also doesn't come out directly and say like-minded devotees, but it's implied. Where else, nowhere else can you go where your mood of pure ecstatic love can be fully manifest without any disturbance and in the company of everyone who is similarly surrendered to him. So that was something the Vaikuntha Dutas told Gopakumara in Mahakalapur. Now we hear Narada Muni telling Gopakumara in Vaikuntha, he's also saying, sorry, here in Vaikuntha, you're not going to get what you're looking for. It can't be fully revealed here to you. How can this greatest secret be revealed here in Vaikuntha, where the extreme limit of the Lord's all-powerful opulence is displayed? In the commentary, devotees can realize the most intimate pastimes of the Supreme only in a special place conducive to the rare moods of loving him in dearest friendship. Now, I wish to go ahead. When I say go ahead, I've done this from time to time. I go ahead and read something which sheds light on what Gopakumara is experiencing in the different places he's been to and what's awaiting him when he moves on, especially to that place. What's awaiting him, especially in that place, which he didn't get in the previous place. Now, I'm not talking about what Narada Muni is going to explain to him in Dwarka. I'm talking about what Gopakumara experiences in Goloka. When he arrives in Goloka and when he finds himself, I guess you could say, the right place, the right time, and the right association. because all of these factors have to be fulfilled so that the devotee is completely fulfilled. Just like we oftentimes say, for instance, in the Nectar of Devotion, it's described that there are four unique qualities that Krishna displays, even that are not even manifested by Lord Narayan. One of them is Prema Madhurya. Prema Madhurya, Lila Madhurya, Rupa Madhurya, and Venu Madhurya. That they're four very unique qualities that Krishna displays that is not even displayed by Lord Narayan. Prema Madhurya means that he's always surrounded by devotees who love him. He's always surrounded by devotees who love him in a particular way. They're always there. He's never without them. Prabhupada would oftentimes say, you never see a picture of Krishna alone because he's always with devotees. of course, Krishna in Dwarka has his entourage, his associates. Lord Narayan in Vaikuntha has his entourage, his associates. But Krishna in Goloka has his most intimate associates who are always surrounding him. Now, of course, always surrounding him, There are those who love him in the mood of friendship, those who love him in the mood of parental affection, and those who love him in the mood of conjugal love. And when he's surrounded by those who all have, who are all like-minded, they're all like-minded, he's reciprocating with all of them in the most intimate, loving way. And as we know that even in Goloka Vrindavan, there are, you know, there are Sakas, Krishna's friends, and amongst Krishna's friends, there are Yukteswaras, who are group leaders, and there are different groups. There's Suhit Sakas, there's Priya Sakas, there's Sakas, there's Priyanama Sakas. They're all different groups, and they all have different dispositions in their relationship with Krishna. And they are all, in because they're in different groups, they gather together in their different groups with their similar moods. And it's sangha. It's association. So yes, although the intimate relationship with Krishna is always there in the most perfect, in the most complete way, but Krishna is also surrounded by these different groups of devotees. It's like I found one verse. This is Sanatana Goswami. It's a verse in Krishna Lila Stava, which is a very, it's one of his, it's the shortest book he had ever written, which is simply about Krishna's pastimes in Vrindavan. And in this verse he says, Prasida Bala Gopal, Gopi Gana, Mudavaha, Anurupa Vayas Yapta, Charu Komara Chapala. O Lord Krishna, O little cowherd boy, O delight of the gopis, O performer of mischievous childhood pastimes, in the company of your like-minded friends of the same age, please be merciful to me. In other words, he has like-minded friends. He's always surrounded by devotees. He has like-minded friends. He has like-minded lovers. And they all have their different groups and group leaders, and they have their association. And this is also in the spiritual world. For instance, now I'm going to read a couple of verses. As I said, I'm moving ahead. I'm going to read a couple of verses where its description is given by Sanatana Goswami of Gopakumar's entrance into Goloka. We've already read it. We've discussed the detailed description of where they met. They met at the gate. Krishna was coming back from the pasturing grounds with all of his friends. That's all already been discussed. I'm not going to read all those details. He's coming with his friends at that particular time of the day. He's greeted, surrounded by his friends. Some of the gopis have also assembled to greet Krishna as he's entering into the village. And then, of course, his meeting is there with Sarupa, who is Gopakumar. They embrace. Then they continue together back to where Krishna is about to take his lunch. First he takes his bath, then he goes, takes his lunch, and then what does Gopakumar say? He says, after Krishna took his lunch, that in this verse he says, then Sridham came, and with some effort, he brought me away to his house. And about Krishna's pastimes during the night, there's nothing I can say. So Sridham came. And as we read before, that Sarupa is in Sridham's group. Sridham is a Priyasaka. Priyasaka is somebody, Sridham, Sudham, they're of the same age as Krishna. They think themselves equal with Krishna. And here, he's saying, Sri Ram came and took me. Okay? And then Krishna's going to do something else in the nighttime, but no discussion about that because he's not a Priyanamasaka. He's a Priyasaka. He's somebody who goes out in the pasturing grounds during the day with Krishna, plays with Krishna in the pasturing grounds. And then when Krishna goes to sleep, quote, unquote, to sleep, then he goes home. He returns with Sri Ram and all the other like-minded friends. And they do many things together. And then, of course, they milk the cows, their cows, because Krishna's also milked his cows in Nandishwara, but then he milks the cows, his cows, with other cowherd boys, and they have their other different engagements, but of course, during all of that, they're feeling separation, and that's why they don't really want to leave Krishna, but it's, they're leaving Krishna, and then feeling that separation from him. So that's the indication that Sri Ram comes and takes him. And then, there's another verse just a little further ahead. Then when they go back in the morning, because usually the cowherd boys, when they go back in the morning, when it's time for Krishna to get up, they come together all from their different villages and different groups. They all stand out in front of the house of Mother Jasoda. They are all calling out Krishna's name. Krishna, it's time to get up. It's time to milk the cows. It's the time to go out to the pasturing grounds. And they're all there waiting for him. And when he goes back in the morning, in this verse it is said, sorry, I just lost my place. Yes. It's verse 162. Just then, this is a Krishna took the lunch his mother gave him for noontime. He stirred the cows from their rest and got them in front of him and set off playing his flute. Just then, his companions came out in groups from the cowherd village and gathered around him. The boys were all fit to be his intimate friends. Commentary. Because the attention of the cowherd boys was never diverted to anything other than pleasing Krishna, the boys needed only to hear Krishna's flute to know that it was time to leave. It hardly mattered whether they had finished having breakfast or preparing themselves. If Krishna was going to the forest, they had to follow right behind. There were a great number of these companions of Krishna, and they naturally divided themselves into groups, led by prominent boys. All the boys, however, were completely fit to be with the Supreme Lord in close friendship. Here, also, association with like-minded in groups. This is the unique feature of the unique place, and why we oftentimes have always again repeated that point, why Gopakumara felt out of place in Vaikuntha. It's one thing to have the relationship with the Lord, but it's another thing to be in the place where everybody has the same feelings. And in fact, that's one of the things we read about in Bhakti Rasamrita Sindhu, about being in the association of like-minded devotees. Yes, Krishna's the center, but it's enhanced. It's even more relishable in the association of like-minded devotees. Krishna's never out of the center. Like-minded devotees will never leave Krishna out of the center. But it's much more relishing of like-minded devotees. And in Goloka, all like-minded devotees associate together in their various groups. Just as the gopis have their Yukteswaris, they have their group leaders. They get together in their different groups. And there's different moods of different gopis, and they're also associating with one another, and they have their group leaders. That's always the indication that Sanatana Goswami is trying to bring out, without specifically giving the details of it, of why Gopakumar is feeling out of place. It's also because of the association. And therefore, the most special, unique place for him was in the association of those special, unique devotees who love Krishna in a special, unique way. And so he associates with them in their special, unique ways. And he doesn't get distracted by these different moods, as he's observed in the various places he's already visited, even in Vaikuntha. So I felt it was necessary to bring out that detail. More details, of course, will come out in the future. But simply, actually, honestly speaking, what prompted me to mention this, you know, just like, you know, oftentimes I say when I'm giving a class, I like to see people. I don't like speaking to a camera. Well, the last time when I said this, when I spoke about this point, and I said, why can't Gopakumar just be happy where he is, and Krishna just fully reciprocate with him where he is, and why is it that we always have to go someplace? And when I said that, I saw somebody go, yeah, of course I didn't hear anything, but the expression was, yeah, why? So I thought, if somebody was thinking that way, maybe others were thinking that way. So if somebody's, and others are thinking that way, well, here's why. This is why. So the next time, when we hear it again, because it's going to come up again, hopefully everybody will know, this is why. This is what makes this whole Brihad Bhagavatamrita so relishable, because it's always emphasis on the unique place and what makes it so unique and so attractive. Well, Venu Madhurya, Krishna calls all his friends, even calls the gopis, but he calls his friends by the sound of his flute. They, when they hear the flute, they know it's time to go to the pasturing grounds when Krishna's going out. Because of Leela Madhurya, because of Prema Madhurya, because Prema Madhurya means he's surrounded by those most intimate, always surrounded by those intimate devotees who love him in this unique way. The example is given, just like a jewel. A jewel is very beautiful, but when a jewel is set in a golden ring, it's even more beautiful. Why? It's the same principle that when Krishna is surrounded by those who love him in the same way, then Rupa Madhurya, he's most beautiful. His form, his characteristics, his qualities, Rupa Madhurya is described, he's so beautiful, oftentimes we think somebody's beauty is enhanced by the ornaments that he wears. But Krishna's beauty is so beautiful that the ornaments are enhanced by the beauty of his body. So, therefore, we speak about him in this way, and these are the four qualities Krishna displays, but only in one place. Not in Vaikuntha, only in one place. And those who want to relish those unique qualities, then obviously the intensity of their desire is a criteria for them to be able to obtain that opportunity. Therefore, that's why Gopakumara was tested, so to speak, and by the Lord arranged him for him to move on. By what way? By his experiences of incompleteness, dissatisfaction, which was completely spiritual, and which were preliminary symptoms of his feelings of separation of Madan Gopal. Now, bringing all this to light, ironically, the next verses that we're going to read are verses about how, well, we'll read them. We'll read them. I believe they're next verses about how Gopakumara sees Madan Gopal in Vaikuntha. So that's a little summary of verse. Where am I? No, I'm in the wrong place. I'm in the wrong place. Hare Krishna. I'm wrong place in the book. I'm in the right place. I'm in Sri Mayapur Dam. I need Mahaprabhu's mercy. Yeah, 133. So, next verse, 134. Shokam sarvam vihayimam shrimad vaikuntanayakam nijeshta deva bhudhyaiva vikshasva bhajama bidam. Put aside all this lamentation and just see the divine master of Vaikuntha as the same Lord you cherish. Don't consider them two different persons. Seems to be a little contradictory. But commentary. Gopakumara will have his mind pacified if he simply understands that Lord Narayan is his own Madan Gopal. And we've already... No, we didn't talk... I don't know if we talked about it here. I think we talked about it in English group. We talked about how the Lord is ultimately one. And even though he may manifest in his different forms, he's still the one same Supreme Personality of Godhead. And any one manifestation of him is satisfied, any other manifestation of him is also satisfied. I can't remember if we discussed that here. We might not have discussed it here. But anyways, so this is what Narada Muni is telling him. Don't consider them two different persons. Text 135. Tato chapi sukham tattad anantam paramam mahat vardhamanam sadasviya manapurakam apsyasi. Then even here, your heart will be flooded with supreme happiness, unlimited and ever increasing. Commentary. The joy Gopakumara will feel from understanding that Narayan and Gopal are the same person will satisfy the demands of his heart. That joy will ever increase because new feelings of undiscovered sweetness will dawn at every moment. But Gopakumara might think that the novelty of that newfound joy will wear out? Not at all, Narada says. That joy is absolutely perfect. But if it always increases, doesn't it have a limit, even if a changing one? No, Narada says. That joy is unlimited. It has no finite measure. Its quality grows perpetually, even in the beginning. When a devotee starts to realize that joy, it appears almost complete in all its aspects. So, again, I just simply bring out the same point. Yes, the joy, the ecstasy is the highest, especially when he realizes it's Manangopal. But there is also a special type of ecstasy, which is even higher, which is, as I said, in Gopakumara's heart, and it's beginning to flourish, which is the ecstasy of separation. And it will be fully manifest, that ecstasy of separation, which is even higher than being in the presence, is most fully manifest in that special, unique place. And Gopakumara is already manifesting it in Vaikuntha. Those feelings he has of discontent, feelings he have of incompleteness, are all budding feelings of separation, which are carrying him and moving him forward. And they should not be in any way be misunderstood to be any form of material lamentation, suffering, or pain. If it is misunderstood in this way, then nothing else from here on will be understood. Very important point. It is not material pain, suffering, lamentation. It is his budding, hankering for Manangopal, which will soon blossom. I won't, no further commentary. I did want to move forward, as I said, try to cover a lot of verses. So far, I've covered only two. Additionally, I have to confess, I have many meetings today, not just one. I have one that starts in a little over a half hour, and I have a GBC meeting this afternoon with a very big paper to read in preparation for it. Additionally, circumstances were such, and I won't go into the details, but circumstances are such that I do have a lot of rounds to chant. So I would like to chant some rounds before I have to end class, and then before I start my meeting, which comes up in about a half hour. Let me see what verse is next. We read 133, 134. No, 135. We'll have to do. We'll start with 135 on our next class on Sunday. And we'll stop here. And we'll chant some japa together. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Shri Advaita Gadadhara Shiva Siddhi Gaura Bhaktivinoda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama. So we will have to end here, so I can prepare for my meeting, which is about to come up. Just a short, I don't have much time. I was just going to say that we were speaking about separation, about Gopakumara's separation that was budding and blossoming and, of course, also becoming to become fully manifest. And we should understand that whenever we speak of separation, there are four types of separation. First is Purvarag. And Purvarag means separation from not having met yet. That is Purvarag. Man, or anger, is a second type of separation. It's like Radharani, she may feel anger, and due to that anger, there are some feelings of separation as a result of her anger. Prem Vaichitya is another type of separation, which is separation in the presence. Even though one is in the presence of one's beloved, one is anticipating that the beloved will not be there, or even in the case sometimes one cannot see it, being blinded by their ecstasy, that they're in the presence of their lover. And that's called Prem Vaichitya. And the fourth type of separation is called Pravas. And there's two types of Pravas. One type of Pravas is when Krishna is going short distance, when he's going to the pasturing grounds. And then, of course, the gopis are feeling separation when he's leaving with the cowherd boys. And Mother Jasoda, she's feeling intense separation when he's leaving with the cowherd boys. And then there's another type of pravas when Krishna goes to Mathura. This is the most intense separation. It is at a distance. For us, there's only one kind, which is we've still not met yet. It's Purvarag. How to ease the pain of that separation? Ease the pain of that separation, or to, or shall we say, intensify the pain of that separation, whichever the case may be, is by hearing about. By hearing about. Just like sometimes the gopis, they would hear about Krishna in the discussion amongst their friends. You know, and like-minded, they're having discussions, and they're talking about Krishna. And they're hearing about their particular mood of love and affection that they have, and they share amongst each other. So in the same way, by hearing, this is, for us, this is the way to ease separation, which is the only separation that we can possibly feel. There's no question of man, there's no question of prem vaichitya, there's no question of pravas. It's purvarag. And even the gopis, they feel experience purvarag, because they experience purvarag as this, each time they're seeing Krishna, cowherd boys also, each time they're seeing Krishna, it's if it's the first time. That is the beauty of Goloka Vrindavan. But still, we have not seen, and we still have to hanker for the first time. So, that is one of the, something I wanted to bring out, because we were talking about separation. And I've got to go. We'll end here. Jai Shri Krishna Chaitanya, Prabhu Nityananda, Shri Advaita Gadadhar, Shivasri Gaurda Bhaktavinda. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare. Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. All glories to Srila Prabhupada.